Healthbeat: The Benefits of Going Barefoot by Mark McNeese. Narration provided by Wondervox. There has always been something attractive for me about going barefoot. And I don't mean the way it looks. I mean the way it feels. I can tell immediately what the surface I'm standing on feels like, whether it's grass or the tiles on the kitchen floor. Our culture tends to frown on being barefoot, as if our feet are somehow dirtier than our socks or shoes. I've made this assumption myself for most of my life, but the past year or so, I kept wanting to be barefoot. Part of this is because I never feel like I have a good grip in socks, as if I'm going to slide onto the floor with every step. And part of it is because I instinctively feel more grounded. My feet are free to experience the sensation of whatever they're touching, and I'm not worried about slipping and spraining my ankle again. So I've been ditching the socks lately, and it feels great. I can move my feet around more freely, and I don't feel any distance between my skin and the floor. It's especially nice at my writing desk, when I can curl my toes up and type. Some discretion is advised. I don't go barefoot outside because we live in a rural area with a lot of deer ticks. I don't need to add the examination of my feet every time I come inside to my daily routine. And I'm not ready for roads or driveways quite yet. Too may pebbles and rocks and things that could go ouch. But in general, I've discovered that being barefoot has a certain holistic healthiness to it. Maybe that's why some performers and runners insist on being barefoot. Give it a try. Wriggle your toes, spread out, it feels great. Why going barefoot is good for you. Discover the health and happiness benefits of ditching your shoes. Have you ever felt the joy of walking barefoot on the grass, sand, or soil? If you have, you might not be surprised to learn that going barefoot can actually improve your well-being. Let's explore some of the benefits of going barefoot and how you can incorporate this practice into your daily life. What are the benefits of going barefoot? Going barefoot can have positive effects on your physical and mental health. Some of the benefits that have been reported by researchers and practitioners of barefoot living: improved blood circulation. Going barefoot can stimulate the thousands of nerve endings and reflexology points on your feet, which can enhance your blood flow and oxygen delivery to your cells. This can help lower your blood pressure, reduce inflammation, and prevent cardiovascular diseases. Reduced stress and anxiety. Going barefoot can also help you relax and calm your nervous system, which can lower your cortisol levels and balance your hormones. This can improve your mood, sleep quality, and immune system. Going barefoot can also connect you with nature and the present moment, which can foster a sense of gratitude and happiness. Enhanced posture and balance. Going barefoot can strengthen your feet and ankles, which can improve your posture and balance. This can prevent injuries, pain, and deformities caused by wearing tight or ill-fitting shoes. Going barefoot can also improve your proprioception, which is your awareness of your body's position and movement in space. Boosted immunity and detoxification. Going barefoot can expose you to the natural electromagnetic field of the earth, which can neutralize the free radicals and toxins in your body. This can enhance your antioxidant defense and cellular repair, which can boost your immunity and prevent chronic diseases. Going barefoot can also expose you to beneficial microbes and minerals in the soil, which can support your gut health and nutrient absorption. How to start going barefoot. If you're interested in trying out going barefoot, here are some tips to help you get started. Start slowly and gradually. If you are not used to going barefoot, you might need some time to adapt and build up your tolerance. Start with short sessions of 10 to 15 minutes on soft and smooth surfaces, such as grass or sand. Avoid rough or hot surfaces, such as gravel or asphalt, which can cause injuries or burns. Increase your duration and frequency as you feel comfortable and confident. Listen to your body and intuition. Going barefoot should be enjoyable and beneficial, not painful or stressful. Stop or rest if you feel any discomfort or fatigue. Pay attention to your surroundings and avoid any potential hazards, such as sharp objects, animal droppings, or poisonous plants. If you have any medical conditions or concerns, consult your doctor before going barefoot. Be flexible and creative. Going barefoot does not have to be limited to certain times or places. You can go barefoot anytime and anywhere, as long as it is safe and appropriate. You can go barefoot at home, in your backyard, in the park, on the beach, or in the woods.